Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 Central Time, 9:06 Eastern Time. Here at the SEC Media Days, I am joined by Trey Schaap. Yep. Double R has gone off to do some more work. Great to have Roger running the show back in the studio, along with Christian Weaver and Little Rock. Justin Moore back with us from Poland. How was your weekend of concerts there, Justin?
It was good, man. We were, let's see, where were we? Wisconsin, Green Bay, then Eau Claire, which I have no idea where that is, and then... Right near St. Louis. So,
hey, speaking of Wisconsin, did you see where Aaron Rodgers is getting back with his family?
No, I did not see that.
With his family, meaning like his brother
and son? His mom and dad. Well, he had a little family reunion the last few days, but his brother wasn't around. But, yeah, he got back with his family. Last year, he's going to be playing football, so I guess they all get back together now.
Justin, have you noticed since you've come back and you've made your public statement? Have you noticed, you know, extra attention or extra words or anything? Has everything been just back like it was before you left?
I mean, you know, yeah, I've had people come up and go, "Hey, man, I'm 5 years in."
Or, yeah, you get
whatever,
a lot of that.
Is cool, but. Yep. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, just business as usual.
Joe Nichols,
which is what I prefer. I mean, I want to help people, but I don't want it to be the only thing is associated with me.
Strength and honor.
Yeah.
Of course, you know that's to be expected. This is because it just sort of happened, and I was going to see Joe Nichols' song came out Friday officially, and so we're happy for him and hope that thing has some legs on it, climbing the charts. I'm sure you've heard it, right, Justin? It's been everywhere.
I haven't.
Here we go. Well, let's give Justin a little taste of it.
And you know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait one more day. Oh, before I lose them, I want to get right to them and say what I need to say. Say it, Ivy, get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3, ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits you. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Bon voyage, adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I call you, don't call me, say la vie.
There you go. Yeah, we like that. I think it's a fun song.
That's a big hit.
Yeah, I think so too, Justin.
I like it.
The minute you hear it, it gets in your head. I just sent you guys a picture of my protein bar that I started on this morning at about 6:30, and I've made it, Trey, through about
Justin Moore.
Halfway through.
Last week we were given a pack of, you know, the spearmint lifesavers.
yeah.
There's just a white circle, pretty much, with a hole in the middle.
Yeah. Yep.
Baz got one. He bit it in half and put the other half down and then chewed it and ate it and then chewed the other half and ate it.
You're such a weirdo. I mean, you're such a weirdo. I love you, but good gracious. That is so strange. Yeah. And looking at this this protein bar just makes me want to put a baby on a spike or something, which is terrible.
Right.
It crazes me.
I don't just understand. I don't know.
Have you had that Diet Coke for the same amount of time or longer?
I have.
That's what I figured. That's probably from last night.
They're just making fun because I take my time to eat my protein bar and drink my drink.
Well, you ate your bagel this morning before you left, right?
I did continue that. I take my time when I eat. And, you know, Roger the other day gave the great example of he swallowed a hamburger like four bites. And I just because I don't eat it quite as fast as
very
them.
Very good, Roger.
Yeah. That's quite okay. Roger,
nobody wraps it back. Listen, I just drank my 32-ounce protein shake during a commercial break. And you're eating that bar. No, the problem with you eating it, nobody eats a lifesaver like that. You're supposed to suck it till it dissolves. That's what happens. That's the worst offense.
I've never seen it.
That's insanity.
I feel like I'm getting two shots of having a really good mint.
I wonder how many calories one mint is.
I can only imagine if we were on an island and then we had to resort to cannibalism, how long it's going to take you to eat me.
You're going to be rotten before he finishes.
Good thing Daly doesn't have a tea time today since he's having lunch with you.
Yeah, that's right. So if you were wondering sort of where we are on Radio Row, like to our left, I see Dallas, Texas, KTCK.
We weren't. I'm joking.
I know. Across from there, you got Texas Ags Live. They've got a big setup. They've got like a $50,000 camera setup over there.
I don't think they're that much, but they're nice.
Then you got Locked On, you know, the Locked On group that does it all over the country. Then you got On3, which is a very popular trade website. To the right, you got the Auburn Network. You got the LSU Network over here.
That's Baton Rouge.
Or Baton Rouge, rather, yep. Just stationed. And then
Birmingham Jocks.
You got Birmingham Jocks with Greg McElroy and Cole Kublik. You've got... on the other
nice
side,
round table
you
down
got
there.
Neighbors down there from Fayetteville. John Neighbors from
is
Fayetteville.
Is he Locked On?
He's
a plethora.
He still does Locked On, but I don't. Yeah. He's
what
not represented.
Josh, is he there?
He used to be.
Josh is not not here. And then Stats
Norsworthy
from Memphis.
WHBQ.
Yeah, he's. It was funny on Thursday, Justin. We'll have there'll be some buzz that day. Normally, when you get to Thursday, most everybody's gone because there's no need to stick around. They don't if you're not at their school, you know. There's no need, so it's a lot lighter. But you're gonna have
Lane Kiffin
and Sarkisian. So you got Texas
and Arch Manning.
So you will have some folks that kick
and
around.
And Ryan Silverfield.
And then who else is our fourth? It's Silverfield and I just went blank. Let me look real quick.
Hey, while you're doing that,
Jeff Labby from Mississippi State.
Fun fact, I sent you a picture yesterday, Christian, and yesterday was the ninth anniversary of Bass choking.
Yes, I saw the picture.
You see that?
Are you serious?
You can look at that picture.
Is that in the system?
The choking, it absolutely is.
That's why it takes time eating now.
It was 9 years
We have a situation.
Yeah. I almost sent that as a text, but I forgot the exact wording.
I was going to say, Trey, to your point. It's like the only time he don't take his time eating is eating a steak at 6 a.m. on the air.
That is a valid.
That's a direct reflection of the way you choose to eat now. Maybe
that's what it is.
Make sure he gets it all chewed up.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
But you know, it was like seeing some of the things when we went to see the movie Elvis. We go, man, I hadn't seen that in a long time. I hadn't seen that picture. Now that's 9 years, and I'm looking at those photographs of us. And it threw me right back into that situation, knowing that we were all there. And Erin was there. She's the one that made the comment that posted it. So I was able to see it for 9 years, man, see what we look like then.
One of the numerous times you've been a hero.
Yeah.
Well, Roger. I appreciate that, Justin, for bringing it up. I mean, I gave it an
effort. You're not just some guy.
Thank you. And you're not just some guy saying that.
All right, so here's I got a little trivia. Alessa, this was for we'll let Justin do this first one. On this day, 1968, Arnold Palmer became the first golfer to do what? On this day in 1968, Arnold Palmer became the first golfer ever to do what? What would you say?
To mix sweet tea and lemonade together.
I would say.
That's a good guess. I like it.
Since it's so close to the to the. To the 1968. Open. Did it have something to do with the Open?
No.
Okay.
It has to do with his career.
Okay. Grand Slam?
Nope.
Nope. Never won the Grand Slam.
Shut
you
up.
You want to take a shot at
he
it?
He never won all events?
No, he never won the four majors.
All right. Wow, what a
he
loser.
Never, I don't think he ever won the U.S. Open.
Became the first golfer to do this. 1968.
Fly his own plane.
Wear a sweater.
You're getting that direction. I'll give you another hint. Took him 13
have a private plane?
13 years and 2 months to do.
Huh.
This is not easy. I'll just get it. It has to do with success.
Oh, earn a million dollars.
Earn a million dollars.
Yeah.
It took him 13 years. He won 52 golf tournaments during that. 52.
Yeah. Win one. You don't even have to win one and you earn $1 million.
Yeah, that shows you the difference. Yeah, how 52 tournaments would win you how much now?
I mean, if you won 52 tournaments, you would win. Well, it depends on which one.
Yeah, but
like
if you win
a major or something like that. 52 tournament, you're over $100 million easy.
All right, this is not for, because I think everybody would get this except for Christian, so I'm going to go this for Christian.
Except for me.
You might get it.
Christian.
Yeah. What?
I love his confidence. He was thinking the same thing I was, except for him.
Well, I'm doing it because of age. I think that all of us are old enough to remember this. So TV personality Mary Hart of Entertainment Tonight made news on this day in 1987. Because of a special insurance she took out. What was the insurance?
Life insurance?
Incorrect.
Okay, I don't know. Legs.
Blood insurance.
Legs is correct. She insured her legs for $2 million.
Christian wouldn't have known that. He knew it.
Yeah, he did. He bounced back.
I had to
Justin,
guess twice.
Justin, did you say butt insurance? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here's one for you.
J-Lo has that, if I'm not mistaken.
So.
That's where I heard that, yeah.
So, Roger, I expect for you to get this first. Former President Ronald Reagan on this day was inducted into what Hall of Fame? Go.
Screen Actors Guild.
Screen Actors.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, some actors.
No.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nope.
Yes. Hall of Fame?
It's a unique angle, Roger, that you know, people who do this were like, we need to get him in our Hall of Fame because maybe some of his acting background.
What's the question again? He did this one?
He was inducted to what Hall of Fame on this day? I'll give you another second.
Was it football?
No, but again, that's what you're just trying to guess. What could it be?
Some high school Hall of Fame?
Because he was an actor. Think of, he was an actor.
Yeah.
So maybe what, maybe role or things that he had done to where maybe he would fit into this one. People don't even know this is probably a Hall of Fame. He went into the inducted to the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Didn't guess that.
That's right. But not least, I expect Christian to get this faster than anybody. On this day, 2023, what two movies were released? Go.
Barbie and Oppenheimer.
That is correct. Where's the bell? Boom.
Christian.
You got it. Yeah, you Christian. We knew he would tear that up. 661.
Sorry, just a little delayed.
I was going to ask too.
It was thinking whether or not it should.
Roger, you saw on this day, 1973, a big hit by Jim Croce. Number one.
Christian and I were disgusted. You know, he was a lot of bark. No bite. Yeah. Your little old punk ass.
He had a great reputation that it did not.
Justin Moore.
And he started messing around with another man's wife.
Yeah.
What happened to Jim Croce 2 months later?
Didn't he get shot?
Didn't get shot, but he died in a plane crash 2 months later after getting
died in a plane crash. Okay.
Yep.
2 months after this song?
Yeah, how about that?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And what movie do we love? Another one of his songs with Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
Ray?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Django?
Oh. What song is it?
You tell me.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's right. I've got a name.
That's it.
Okay.
I've got a name. Because he as a slave, he had a name. That's why he said that.
Yeah, that's a great song. Great scene.
Very nice. Also, too, Cat Stevens' birthday today. Love some Cat Stevens.
Yusuf Islam.
this year. It's Christian. Say it again, Christian.
Yusuf Islam.
Only Christian can throw that out there. It is. Throw that out there in less than 2 seconds. We've got to get the we got to get Justin's comment on Cal adding another marquee name, a marquee opponent yesterday to this year's schedule. Indiana at Madison Square Garden. He just keeps getting blockbuster TV games.
Yeah. I mean, that's great, but I'm a little disappointed the last year and this year in the lack of getting those top games at Bud Walton. I mean, those are great, obviously, the neutral ones, but bring one or two of those teams to Bud Walton.
What, does he have Gonzaga as an exhibition game? Is that at Bud Walton?
Exhibition.
Yeah, so that's
but that's exhibition.
Is Arizona a home and home? Or?
No, that's I think it might be, but it's in Phoenix. It's in Phoenix.
Okay.
And then the ACC-SEC Challenge game this year is on the road in Chapel Hill.
What games in the last 2 years, Justin, have we had non-conference that were at Bud Walton of note, that were the games that counted?
Duke.
That was that counted.
Was that Duke? Was that exhibition or was that regular season?
Regular season.
That was regular season 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, or maybe longer. I think that may have been the team with Paolo Banchero on it. So I think that was.
That would have been with Muss, though.
That would have been with Muss.
Yeah.
So the last 2 years have they had one? Although I think
the biggest opponent last year was Louisville, I believe. I could be wrong.
But I'll tell you, they did the same thing last year. I mean, look, Indiana, Michigan State, North Carolina, Arizona. I mean, that's
yeah. Last year they went to Dallas, played Texas Tech.
Yeah, who were the big teams they played last year? Gonzaga.
They played Duke last year.
Right.
They played Michigan State at East Lansing last year.
Yeah, this is at Bud Walton this year, right?
No.
That's
in Detroit.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanksgiving afternoon.
It feels like we never get the return game.
It was supposed to be this year.
Yeah, well, how come?
But this Thanksgiving
game came up, but
they're still going to get a return game of Michigan State in Bud Walton.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just Cal just loves the...
He's got to pay his players.
That's true.
And this is part of it.
Well, does he get...
How much money did he make off of this, I wonder? I don't know, but after the Lions played football and then you have that basketball game, you keep that part of that audience. Some will go to the Cowboys, some will not, but that is a huge audience on Thanksgiving afternoon.
Yeah, I mean the numbers are massive. I think last year, right, didn't they have the highest of the year?
Highest. The Duke-Arkansas game, Christian, I believe, was like one of the highest-rated games, college basketball games of the year, like top five.
You know, it's just the nature of Cal. Cal attracts.
He did it at Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he did it at Memphis.
People want to show his teams, and you got another flashy, number one class of freshmen again. You know that everybody wants to see who's going to be the next A-Cuff. And by the way, too, I heard
eight of them.
And they're going to the Bahamas next month.
That's right. That's right. Did I hear that Malik Thomas ended up having a pretty good...
He did. He had a really good summer league.
Maybe better average than even...
Wait.
Of course, I heard they were going to... They shut down A-Cuff or whatever. They thought, why are we playing A-Cuff?
He was way better than A-Cuff in summer league.
I thought I saw where A-Cuff averaged 25 points and Malik
on
averaged 27.
30% from the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not as efficient as...
Jacking it up, huh? Yeah, Malik Thomas, listen, that's the... Cal said, hey, listen, you guys are going to regret it, you guys who passed on him. And remember, he's still young. I mean, he's still a super young kid. We'll come back and play a little Family Feud and find out what's happening at the station with Chuck Gatlin. Remember, this Friday, I'll be coming back, and Roger and I, Justin, are going out to the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, and Steph Curry is coming into town. So
where's that?
They're doing it at Maumelle Country Club. And so, yeah, so I don't know who all is coming in besides that, but pretty cool for Steph Curry to come in and help out his
teammate.
Draymond
Green?
Draymond's been here before as a part of this thing, and so we'll have some more information.
Are you the MC of that?
No, I am not the MC of that. They've got like five events. I mean, they got events from
Friday night,
Saturday. Yeah, Justin is the point person on that now. The newly engaged Justin Moore. Did you hear Justin Akery got engaged over the weekend? Do you know that?
Wow, no, I did not.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. How about that? All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're in the heart of Radio Row here at SEC Media Days in lovely Tampa. Don't go away.
Joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball scheduled another marquee matchup for the 2026-2027 season yesterday. They'll play Indiana at Madison Square Garden on November 17th as part of the Bad Boy Mower Series. The Razorbacks have played the Hoosiers five times previously with a 3-2 record. Indiana joins North Carolina, Michigan State, and Arizona as other big-time non-conference matchups so far. SEC Media Days continue today with Georgia, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina taking the main stage. Stay tuned to the Buzz for updates. Coverage is brought to you thanks to First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickey Stevens Park tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Monday, Roger and Baz take Morning Mayhem to Hot Springs for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director's Summer Conference at Oaklawn. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, better connected together.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Extreme hot weather again today. Little Rock expecting a high of 102. Heat index value easily over 110 this afternoon. Stay safe, stay cool, stay inside, and stay drinking water as well for today. Tonight, a 20% chance of a shower thunderstorm as a cool front moves through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
The Zone is on the road this week, and today Justin Acree takes the show to Royal Windows. Be listening to find out how they can upgrade your windows today starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz. And find out more at RoyalWindows.com.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on
all
up.
All right, it is 8:30.
He was such a bad man. Yeah, he was awesome.
You ever watch the movie?
I don't think I have, actually.
It's excellent.
It's hot. I need to check it out.
Damn, you're hot. You're super hot.
What is?
Me?
He tells you that.
Yeah, I haven't changed anything.
Something's happened. He's not hot.
Has happened.
Everything
better, better, awesome. Better.
Everything better. Is low on
no. No.
That's really
everything.
Hot.
Yes.
Better.
No.
Same.
You need to do one of those sound checks.
Better.
Two.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Two. Hot mic.
Better.
Just saw. Just saw Alyssa Orange. Alyssa took over the spot that Phil had with Matt Jones. So she's working with Matt Jones every day doing radio up in Northwest Arkansas. Do we have Chuck Gatlin in studio?
Wait a minute. Is he here yet? Is he there?
You should have seen him over here.
Dude, I can't hear. Something's happening.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh.
Justin, say something. Let's hear Justin again.
Hey.
He's still
check,
hot.
Check.
He's not hot.
Yeah.
That's my camera.
It sounds hot to us, doesn't it, Trey?
It sounds all
I haven't done anything since I've been on here.
Nobody says that to your face.
Yeah, that's not the first time somebody said that.
Oh, the funniest clip I think of you being loud, Justin, is with the clip.
It's one of our favorites.
Oh, my gosh, one of the all-time greats.
Why are you yelling? Because he told me I was...
Yeah, by the way, Carl Ravitch, Randy showed me a few minutes ago, ESPN is laying him off.
Wow.
Baseball coverage. Been there 3 decades.
And SEC basketball.
Yeah, Carl Ravitch out.
He was doing college basketball with Jimmy Dykes.
Yeah, that's right.
He was at the Stephen A. Smith, $20 million a year. Yeah, somebody's got to take the fall.
All right, Raji Daji, throw that pass to Chucky.
Are you sure?
Now, River.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Pull this.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports Can-Am and
CB. No. Apparently, he is now brought to us by
McClarty Volkswagen.
Oh, wow. That's your new sponsor.
New sponsor. Welcome on board, McClarty Volkswagen.
Very nice.
I'm sorry, man. Something's going on in my headphones.
Can't hear. What is going on with your headphones?
I do not know.
Are they plugged in good? You have the right ones on?
Got no gas in it.
Got no gas in it. But anyway, thank you, guys. It's another Tuesday morning. How's everybody?
Wonderful.
Good. How are things down in Tampa? It looks beautiful down there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous down here. I mean, we're right here on a canal, and it's just the sun's out, and breeze is nice. Yes.
I'm driving in, and I didn't hear the beginning of the setup to the clip with Vickery and Avery fight. And I'm wondering, what is going on?
You've never heard that?
I've never heard it.
Now, that's amazing that you've never heard it.
What are y'all doing?
I got a message from my daughter that made me think she's never heard it as well. Yeah. That's amazing.
Holy cow.
That's maybe on the Mount Rushmore of all-time clips.
Oh, it is. It's one of the all-time.
If that's not TSL, I don't know what it is.
That's one of the four greatest clips in the history of the Buzz.
I'm telling you, it is no question. And I'm sure Acri does not like us playing it.
This is also on there.
Fantastic view of North Sea and the West Sands Beach.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, Trey.
Love you, buddy. That one should be on there. Now, RJ's clip.
That's on there. Yeah, that's in the system. But, yeah, but I'm like you, Roger. I'm surprised that Randy goes, I've never heard it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, watching Randy's face, hearing Vickery got after Acri. I mean, he went after him.
Yeah.
Of course, I stirred it up a little bit. And then Acri was ready Acri was ready to kill him. Acri was ready to come over the counter.
Because Vickery, with all due respect, went straight chick. He stayed calm. And he just said, there's no reason to get upset. There's no reason to get mad. And the more mad you get, dude, that's what had it going. And I think at that point, Justin Acri may have felt that he knew he was in the wrong, but he could not give it up.
Pick your battles, is what he said. All right,
oh,
Chuck.
My God. Break down the entire conversation. It was terrible. Go ahead, Charles.
All right, so listen, we had a big time Saturday at the Rock City Margarita Festival / Great Arkansas Beer Festival. I'm seeing something like 4,000 people came through.
Wow.
So it was a huge time. So thanks to Oaklawn for presenting that, and also Tito's Handmade Vodka. You got SEC Football Media Days, you guys reporting all week. That's awesome. from First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Ortho, Bet Saracen, and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery.
Thank you for that liner.
Absolutely. And, okay, so Acre is on the road today. He's going to be down at Royal Windows in Royal.
Oh, he's not coming by?
No.
Oh, Justin, I had some stuff for you. I'll show you tomorrow.
Then he's going to be at Bath Makeover tomorrow. And at UAMS Ortho on Thursday. I mean, like, every day. And then Friday, both of y'all are at the Moses Moody event out at Maumelle Country Club.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a big week. And the Travs are at home this week. So if you want to see some good Travs baseball, get out there and see.
Nice.
They're playing a series with Tulsa.
And I mentioned, Chuck, you know, that this, you know, the last few years we've had Countdown to Kickoff, not doing that this year. We've got the Moses Moody event this weekend. And then I guess the next thing is the Touchdown Club announcement, which is the third week of August, right? Is there anything else that's happening in the state of Arkansas?
I think everybody's waiting on that touchdown.
I'm just saying it's the next transition. I mean, that's the next thing. I mean, we don't have much going on, right? Major League Baseball. No. Yeah, got Travs going on. All right, let's get a contest. Let's play a little family feud.
Play the feud. 661-1037. 661-1037.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud. I'm telling you, something's wrong.
What are we playing for? What do we got? What's on the line?
We got some great arena football tickets, the Arkansas Diamonds down in Hot Springs this weekend. I think we're doing four of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw Wes Moore give away a family four-pack with parking and hot dogs to Travelers Gang.
What? Dogs, too! all right, we need a contestant. We need a contestant.
Fantastic.
By the way, too, I want to let you guys know, Trey is my witness. I'm about to take my third bite
of your protein bar.
Okay. Yeah.
How good is that?
Make sure you chew it.
Live on camera.
I guarantee you. You look up any psychologist of Dahmer, Ted Bundy,
yes.
Charles
yes.
Manson, all of them. All of them. I mean, I think even Dahmer.
Dahmer probably didn't savor the humans that he ate.
No. He did. It took him a week to eat an ankle.
Weird. Oh,
how long would it take you to eat your last meal, Basil?
It was weird.
Listen, it was weird. Yeah. I take my time, man. Well, I enjoy life.
You're on a timeline when you're eating that last meal.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, if he's on death row, how long is he going to take it? Well,
you got 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's what I love, his order. I'll have a cert. You don't want it to last longer. Trust me, it'll take me 8-9 days to eat this one cert or lifesaver or whatever.
Baz's to go plate has to be pretty cool.
How many styrofoam containers are in your refrigerator at home to go stuff?
Oh my gosh!
All right, he had to step away. He had a something just came up. I don't know if he's got a potty or not, but he's running down the hall. Boy, he's running quick. But anyway, so we have somebody on the phone. Let's see who it is. Hey, Jerry, are you there?
I am.
All right, you want to play the feud?
I do.
All right, my friend, I'm going to ask a question here, and your name is your buzzer. You've got to be the first person to chime in with your buzzer to control the board, or at least to give the answer on this very first question. Let me let you hear Justin Moore when I ask him to give me his buzzer many years ago.
Just.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Jerry, let me hear your buzzer.
Jerry.
Okay. All right. You said, here's Chuck's buzzer.
Chuck!
See that one? All right, here we go. All right, here it is. Be the first person to chime in with your buzzer with one of the top five answers to this question. What are the
teams?
I would think the teams would be you
and Justin,
against Baz and Shap.
Chuck's gone?
Chuck's gone.
He is for now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, can we
that's
do
cool.
that?
Yeah, you bet.
Shap, can you play?
Yeah, Chef's with me.
Yeah, I can play.
All right, you play with him. It'll be Jerry, Justin, and Christian. All right? Cool. All right, now, Jerry, you're the leader of this team, so what you say goes. Here we go. Give me one of the top five answers to this question that I asked everybody at Mainline Sports Bar last week. Name something people might only do once a week.
Trey.
Trey Schaap.
Shave.
Ooh, that's good. Not on the list.
Wow. What are you thinking, Justin?
Justin, Jerry, what are you guys thinking? Name something.
First thing that came to mind was laundry.
Oh, that's not a bad
one. I'm going to give you this right here. 20. These are the numbers 1 through 5 of how many people chose these answers. 1 through 5. 27, 25, 21, 15, and 12.
Dang, your first that's answer. Close. Yeah, all close.
Your first answer was laundry. What do you say, Jerry? What do you, Christian?
I mean, I don't know if you guys like that.
Would you want
to
go between laundry or go to church?
I like that too. I like that a lot too.
Jerry, you're the leader. What do you say? Remember, Justin Moore has never lost.
Undefeated, never lost.
We'll go with laundry, yeah.
Number one on the board. Yeah. Number one on the board. 27 people said laundry. 4 answers remain. 3 strikes. Did we even have a prize that we gave away yet? We even know what it is?
Yeah.
Chuck mentioned the
arena football.
Oh, that's what they are. Very good, very good.
Jerry, you want to play or pass, buddy?
Let's play.
Play the game, Jerry.
There you go.
There you go,
Jerry. Way to go.
Earned it.
All right, let's do it, Jerry. Name something people might only do once a week. Now, let me tell you this, Jerry. If you get all of the answers in a row, you not only get the prize that Jimmy or that Chuck told you about, you'll also get an additional prize, and today's game will include a Morning Mayhem shirt of your size.
Wow.
How about that? Listen, that's a little extra bonus. To me, that's like the showcase showdown where you win both of them. All right, let's go. Name something people might only do once a week.
What about go on a date?
Ooh, not bad, not bad.
I don't know about that. I do like Christian's answer earlier.
Go to church. Do you think there are some nasty people that only take showers once a week?
Yes.
I would say so.
I wonder if that's just a weird Family Feud answer.
I don't think it's a weird Family Feud answer.
Do you only take one shower a week, Justin?
What, one guy that's on the show?
Yeah, now see, now listen. Now, you've got 4 answers. Justin just said he likes your answer from earlier, which was go to church. You can take that one or try another one, Jerry.
Let's go with church.
Number 4 on the board.
There we go.
The arena tickets are still up for grabs, but if you want a Morning Mayhem shirt, you can still get one. You just have to pay for it. All right, next up, let's go. 3 answers remain.
Wash the dishes?
15 people said go to church.
I think there are people that only wash dishes once a week.
That's disgusting.
If they do, they're gross.
Depends how many dishes you use.
I intentionally.
What about vacuuming?
Vacuuming's a good guess.
Vacuuming. Well, that's. I would consider. Let's just say, vacuuming,
cleaning, daily cleaning,
and all of that would be, house cleaning and chores. Okay, let's just put all that together.
Yeah,
I do. We'll go with that.
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
Not on the board.
You misled us.
I didn't want you to keep giving me more of those same answers. So 1 strike, 2 strikes left, 3 answers remain between you and your world.
We only have 2.
2 what?
We only have 2 answers, right?
I said 3 remaining.
Okay.
2 strikes, 1 strike against you.
This is a tough one.
Well, you're welcome.
What about working out?
Some people only do that once a week, and it's a great answer.
It's a great answer.
Exercise, number 3 on the board. 21 people said the number 3 answer. 27 people said the number 1 answer, which
was
laundry.
This could be a million different things.
25 people said the second answer, and 12 people said the 5th answer. Name something people might only do once a week.
Basil finishes eating.
What about checking in with your mom? Calling a family member.
Yeah. That's a great answer. It pulls at my heartstrings.
I feel like that's really, really specific.
It's specific, yeah.
It really is.
What about have relations?
I thought that, too. Have relations. Not a bad answer. Sad, but again, not a bad answer.
Some people don't have it that much.
That's true.
So is that an X or is that a bell ring?
Do we want to go with the relations or calling your mom?
He hadn't asked.
I would
say relations.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, bullcrap. That was a good answer.
Two strikes.
All right, here we go. You're down to nut cutting time on your strikes. You've only got one strike left.
What about two answers
remain.
Chuck's back. Chuck, you got something?
What about grocery shopping?
Stop right there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number two on the board is grocery shopping. And now, if it ever got down to scrotum piercing, this is the one.
Okay, so
one
I missed remains. It. So where are we? What's the
one
question?
I'll give them all to you. Okay. One answer remains. One strike remains. You have given me name something people only do once a week.
Once a week.
The top four answers have been given. Laundry. Grocery shop. Exercise. Go to church.
Can we turn down the static that we're getting?
The caller.
Yeah.
Very good. I thought it was you.
It's okay. One strike. I think he's only got one
two
strike.
Strikes.
One, we got two strike. One two strike left. One answer remains. The number five answer still remains.
Oh, I thought we were waiting on Chuck.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Chuck.
Okay, do you have something for us?
Once a week. Look it.
Somebody only does it. Some people only do it once a week.
Some people do it once a week. I do it about every 6 weeks.
Which
I can
get
away with it.
I'm thinking terrible.
Mow the yard.
That is terrible. You only do it
once. Okay, then your yard looks awful.
It really does. But I do not care.
It looks awful.
You need to get a goat.
Right. He needs a goat. All right, Jerry.
That's not a bad one.
Mow the grass.
That's not a bad answer. I say go with it.
But I don't understand these people.
Okay, Chris, what do you say?
Yeah, mow the grass.
Mow the grass is good.
I'm going to give you one chance. You want to stay with it or you want to try something else?
No, they need to stay with it. That's a good answer.
He's telling us it's not there.
What do you want to do, Jer?
Got anything else?
Jeez.
I'd go with it.
Just go with mow the yard. Go with it.
Okay.
That's the right answer, mow the yard!
Very nice.
Fantastic.
That was a hard one.
It was. It was a little bit more difficult.
I'm not even in the room for the first 5 minutes.
Let me tell you something. Where did you go? Did you have to go potty?
You okay?
I had to go help Acree. Acree's on his way down to Royal.
Okay. Acree, I had something for you. We'll talk about it next week, I guess. Anyway, here's the deal. You have just won the prize of
Arkansas Diamonds Arena football tickets.
There it is. What does he get? Free parking, tickets, food. What's he get? Vouchers?
He gets tickets.
You get tickets to the game.
And they're actual printed tickets. Come and get them.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jerry. Yeah. So hold on.
Go get no dogs.
You get no dogs, man.
You know, I'm so stupid.
That is so good.
We got to hit a break there, Raji Dodge.
I was wondering, Justin, too,
while you've been gone, did you ever Justin sit there and go, you know what? I'm missing Family Feud, man.
I wonder.
I'm missing my winning ways.
Sure. I gotta.
That's all I was thinking about.
I got to get out of here. The guys need me.
Or, now, what would be better is that if Justin introduced Family Feud there to the folks that were with him there. Hey, y'all, let's play some Family Feud.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it. Yeah, man, that's it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and
Southern Frayed, Saturday night, Hibernia Irish Tavern. Come see us.
There you go. You got it in, Chuck. All right, don't go away. The record has a groove, don't make it in the group. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds in Searcy.
Over 125 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. $10 gets you in the door, 12 and under free. Admission good for both days. LEOs and veterans, $2 off. Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Life is better with community banking from First Security, where personal connections make a difference every day. Families get bankers who know their names, know their needs, and love to help. Businesses work with responsive lenders who make fast local decisions that help build success. And communities thrive with First Security because our team is rooted here too. Choose the power of personal. First Security. Bank better. FSBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey, Los Angeles!
She's so
All right, it is Sting It, Rod.
Here we go. Come on. And all that
time you knew she wasn't you. Caribbean Queen.
What's the guy?
What's his name?
Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean.
I get him and Jeffrey Osborne mixed up a lot.
Coming up shortly, we'll visit with the new president of the College Football Hall of Fame. And then just trying to get things lined up for Ryan Silverfield. He'll be stopping by at 7 o'clock on Thursday along with Quincy Rhodes. You know, we only got a minute. How much do you guys think, Justin included, what do you think Quincy Rhodes is making right now? It's funny how we talk about this. What do you think he's making for the Razorbacks? Yeah, I think so, too.
You think he's getting a million?
I think so. Isn't that crazy?
So when you make $1 million in those, do you have to pay taxes?
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
I thought they were tax-exempt.
If you make $1, you get a...
I thought they were all tax-exempt.
I think that's state.
Oh, my gosh. That is so unfair if that's true.
Is it state tax? I think it's state.
So there's no state tax on that million.
Well, you're right. I think they passed them kind of. I don't know exactly.
Out of curiosity, how did they justify that? Like everybody else on earth who earns money has to pay taxes, but you don't.
I'll tell you what they did, Justin. I believe they saw other programs like whether it be Ole Miss or LSU that were giving that discount, giving that advantage, and they said to keep up with.
Well, shame on whoever.
Justin Moore, 100%. Shame on any of our elected officials who said these kids who come in here do not have to pay state tax. Shame on every one of them. I'd love to get the list of all of them that did vote on saying, yes, we're not going to charge them because we have to have a great – I would make sure that I would hold a sign up every day saying these people should not be real.
Is Roger agreeing with me or making fun of me?
I'm 100% on you.
I think all of them voted for it to keep up with LSU and keep up with Ole Miss.
It's not right. How about
the feds come in and go, guys, we need our money.
How about they do to everyone else on earth. Right. How about no taxes on people's Social Security state? Do they do that?
Yeah. I know a legislator
that voted for this.
Who?
We all do.
Yeah. I think RJ did.
RJ!
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, RJ. Hey, anyway, explain yourself.
The bigger story is he's making $1 million. Quincy Rhodes is making $1 million. How about that?
Yeah. So we can love this country. That's a bigger story.
Not bad at all, to be honest.
Are you kidding me? It's outstanding.
Yeah. Now, you know all what? Right. Yeah, I bet you know what? Does he get a dog?
Don't go away.
Yeah, apparently. Free.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250.